91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Mark Haney, who's out today. Later in the show, we'll hear from Chris Gardner. His life story inspired the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. And in focus on technology, lighting the way for firefighters. But first, as members of the baby boom generation have hit and passed the age of 50, many have changed the direction of their lives. Some have been forced to change. Others have willingly sought new careers, activities, or lifestyles. Either way, many say entering what has been termed life's third act is an opportunity to discover their passions and find new purpose. A project developed by AARP, Life Reimagined, was designed to help individuals successfully enter a new stage in their lives. Joining us to discuss the program and preview an upcoming Life Reimagined conference in Cincinnati are AARP Associate State Director Nicole Ware, Life Reimagined guide Rhonda Mangieri, and motivational speaker and author of Smash the Box, Chad J. Willett, who will be on, who will be speaking at the Life Reimagined conference in Cincinnati October 17th. So good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Good afternoon.
Glad to have you all here. So we're going to talk about Life Reimagined. And as someone who's been going through it, Rhonda, why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Okay. For individuals who are thinking about some of the things that they have not done in their lives, their passions and their dreams, Life Reimagined is a simple approach that gets people to a decision point about the things that they want to pursue and then with courage take action. You know, one of the things that I found that the challenges of life that are presented to us sometimes, no matter what stages that we're going through and maybe it's a retirement, maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's marriage, a child getting married, et cetera. We can have the temptation to maintain the status quo and not move forward and pursue some of the challenges that are before us, or pursue the passions that we've always had, or take that next step to what's next. So Life Reimagined presents a very simple approach. We take people through a two-hour session with a personal journal, and it's a group setting. And we take a look back on their life to date. What are the things that they've accomplished, their gifts, their skills that they bring with them throughout their life, and the people that have had an impact on them, the people they've impacted. And then we take all of that and build a plan to move forward. And so that's what Life Reimagined is about. And I'll let Nicole explain some of the stages that we, practices that we have.
Well, one of the things that I really love about Life Reimagined is that it gives you permission, if you will, to stop and think about what really matters to you and take inventory of those goals, those passions, those dreams. And some of the goals, you know, your goals don't have to be big. They can be something small. It's all about what matters to you. And the approach is a six-step approach that a lot of really smart people got into a room and figured out. They start with reflect. So that's what I love about it, is we live in such a fast-paced society that we almost feel like we need permission to reflect. So you start there and you take inventory of your present situation. Then you connect with people that can actually help you get to your goals or your dreams. You explore the opportunities. You choose out of all of those opportunities. And then with all of the opportunities around you, something has to give. There's always a trade-off. And so we call that the repacking stage. Finally, it's act. And what I love about the Life Reimagined approach is that they differentiate it between a mindset and then an action for each of the six steps within the approach.
Mm-hmm. And Chad, you're going to be speaking at the Life Reimagined conference this weekend. What will you be talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about smashing the box. Yeah, smashing the box.
And what does that mean?
Kind of along Nicole's line, is about, you know, taking action. You know, when I speak to groups and organizations and companies, I always tell them, especially, I think this is pertinent for people at this conference, you know, a lot of people, I think, live life by a script, how they think life should be, and they get boxed in. And I think especially the older we get, the more we get boxed in, the more walls we put up. And smash the box is all about breaking down those walls, smashing those walls, and inspiring people to get off the script and try new things.
Give me an
example.
Become
more creative and unleash creativity.
Give me an example of how somebody might smash the box.
Okay. Yeah, well, in the book, you know, I know you know, Marianne, I wrote a book, and in the book, I say there's four walls to the mental box. And for example, one of the walls is perfection. So a lot of people, and I fall in this as well, seek perfection, you know, in everything they do, whether it's their work, their personal life, wherever they are. And how someone can smash the box if they're a perfectionist thinker is embrace mistakes. Once we allow ourselves to make mistakes at any age, at any career, that will bust down that wall of perfection by embracing mistakes. And the key, and this kind of falls into the life reimagined theme, the key is experimentation and exploration. You know, and I always tell people, if you're a perfectionist, how can you experiment? How can you try new things, whether you're in your 50s or 60s? You know, if perfection is the way we're conditioned, and that's a wall we have built up, it's like how will we ever give our chance to experiment and explore, which are the cornerstones of creativity? So that would be one example of how you smash the box, is you embrace mistakes and you let yourself try new things.
Rhonda, tell us how you got involved with the program and where your own life, where you were in life and yes. where you are now.
Well, last year I retired after 30 plus years of working in industry and higher education, and I attended an AARP event, got involved in volunteering. Nicole gave me a call and said, we're starting a new program that's going to be positioned in Cincinnati and a few other cities since Life Reimagined, and being having an education background and interested in seeing people grow, challenge themselves, develop new skills and abilities. I went through the training and found it encouraging and invigorating for myself personally. And one of the action steps that I took, and we go through that phase when we look forward and specifically what are the things you're going to challenge yourself to do, I decided that I wanted to learn to swim without having fear of deep water.
So you've not ever been a swimmer in your life?
Never been a swimmer. Love the water. I'm the first one in the beach. On the beach, in the water, first one at the pool. So now I'm taking swimming lessons at Mercy Health Flex. And the other thing I've identified as I went through my own personal Life Reimagined checkup was I want to go to Israel. So I am going in December. So it really pushed me to challenge myself to take those action steps that I have had in my head for years, but never really had the courage to do it.
Was it courage or was it also time? I mean, when you were working, was it something?
That's a very good point, was time. And what I found when I'm doing the checkups with individuals, most of the people who attend the checkups are in retirement stage or thinking about retirement. And that is one of the challenges. The other challenge is pursuing their purpose. We go through, and I want to speak a little bit about that. There's a section in our Life Reimagined about purpose, and people struggle sometimes with what is my purpose, and not only with the time factor, but what's my purpose. So we have a simple formula that's part of the Life Reimagined checkup. It's what's my passion? What are those things that I love, that I like? What's my skills? What are my gifts? The things that I'm really good at. Then what are my values? Those things that motivate me. And that drives the individuals to start thinking about their purpose. And that builds a foundation to let go of what's happened in the past, bringing forward some of those things that they've are foundational for their lives that they've done, and building a foundation for projects and passion and actions going forward.
Now, Nicole, talk a little bit about folks who are at the stage when they're looking to reinvent themselves, perhaps. Is it always at retirement or does it come at different stages?
Absolutely not. Actually, Life Reimagined, even though it's brought to the community by AARP, it's actually for anyone of any age. And so you can be 20, you can be 50, you can be 70. It's never too late to pursue your dreams. And that is really the premise of what Life Reimagined is all about. And so we encourage through this formula, if you will, for you to get involved in starting to figure out what you might want to pursue, what your goals and dreams are at any age. So there are people in the checkups and that might come to this event that might be retirement age, but they can be any age.
Chad, what do you think? You made your changes in your life, certainly not at retirement age. Tell us a little bit about how your life changed.
Absolutely. So for me, you know, it was interesting, Nicole saying, yeah, it can happen at any age. For me, it was my sophomore year at Kentucky. I was I'm from Zanesville, and I grew up with my dad was a president of a junior college in Zanesville. And my mom was a counselor, and I had never had an acting class in my life. And my sophomore year at the University of Kentucky, I had a really dynamic instructor. His name was Marlon Bailey, and he inspired me, the long or the short, to go into theater. You know, he his ability to take risk and try new things, and some of the stuff, you know, Nicole and Rhonda were talking about. You know, being open-minded, you know, whether it's taking new trips or, you know, trying new techniques. And the long or the short, after his class, I took another class with him, got cast in a play the spring of my sophomore year. And as you guys can imagine, that summer I went home and told my parents that I was going to be a theater major, even though I'd never had an acting class in my life. And you can imagine how well that went over.
They were thrilled, I'm sure.
They were thrilled. Exactly. But that's, you know, along your questioning, Marianne, that's when my life completely changed her trajectory, and kind of along my lines about getting off the script. You know, I think to me, Life Reimagined and, you know, what Smash the Box is about is it's being open to possibilities, you know, when they present themselves to us. And, you know, the sophomore year at Kentucky, that was really the opportunity that presented itself was acting. I never knew that was my passion. I never knew that was my love until I took that class.
Hey, you're not doing as much acting now, though, right? You're just working on... So you've taken, like, a second change in your life? Is that true?
Well, I'm still doing acting, but, yeah, I have an acting studio in Columbus, but then I also do the corporate motivational speaking. So, yeah, I got the two. You know, creativity is my angle, but I do the acting and the speaking.
Marianne, one of the things I've discovered in doing the checkups is most people want to declutter their lives. That has been a common theme in every session. People are going through the stages of change in their life, and the first thing that comes up in our session is, I want to declutter my life, which may mean taking out personal, material things from their homes, or decluttering in terms of taking out things that aren't a priority in their life. And I think the discussion that we have and the group discussion in the Life Reimagined checkups, the information that people share with one another challenges other people to start taking a look at various things in our life. But that's one of the very simplistic examples of what comes up in our sessions.
We're talking about some changes going on in your life. Life Reimagined is the conference coming up in Cincinnati, October 17th. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking today about Life Reimagined. It's a program designed to help people find new purpose and new passion in their lives. Our guests today are AARP Associate State Director Nicole Ware, Life Reimagined guide Rhonda Mangieri, and motivational speaker and author of Smash the Box, Chad J. Willett. If you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 513-419-7100. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, so you can put your questions there as well. We've been talking a little bit about the whole Life Reimagined program and how you work things out and all those sorts of things. Let's talk about the people that really are looking at this. And we said you don't necessarily have to be someone that's retiring, but it could be all you need a change in your life. But what's the first step you really need to take to say, you know what, I'm willing to look at what I'm doing and say, maybe I want to do something else.
Yeah.
You want to start?
Yeah, I think the first thing that people need to do is really allow themselves to stop and think and reflect about what really matters to them. And I guess the magic that we find in Life Reimagined Checkup is that it's not just us giving them the approach, but it's in them sharing their lives with each other. We want to make Life Reimagined interactive, because when people begin to share their hopes and their dreams with each other, they usually hear an aha, or they have an aha moment, or they have a tip, or they found a solution to a problem. And that, to me, is the secret sauce of Life Reimagined, if you will, is that group dynamic and sharing and linking up with each other.
You agree, Rhonda?
Yes, I agree with that. And there's also a couple of other things that I've noticed is that when we start dealing with the blockers, well, why not? Why can't I pursue this particular dream, this passion? And then what's stopping me? And we go through a section where people begin to talk about and list out, actually write out, the things that's blocking and stopping them from accomplishing what they wanted to do. I have a story to share. A friend of mine shared this with me. She had a friend, her husband, who was crying in his sleep one night, and it woke her up. And so she woke him up, and he said he had a dream that he had dreamt that he had died, passed on, and had not fulfilled his dream of traveling. And I think that's an extreme example, but in our sessions, people look at their life that's gone before them, and then what's ahead of them. And when you take a look at the life cycle exercise that we do, and you see the life spiral, and you said, I have a short runway here, particularly if you're at the age that I am at 63, you said, I better get busy in fulfilling the things that I've always wanted to do, the passion, the things I've dreamt about as a child.
Is it always that, and Chad, jump in here too if you'd like, but is it always about the passion and those sorts of things, or is it, gosh, you've ended one career and you want to have another one?
Yeah, the goals can be as simple as cleaning out your garage. It can be something grandiose. Life Reimagined doesn't try to prescribe how big or small it should be. It allows you to customize what really matters to you. So when we take people through the process, everyone has a personal journal. And in that journal, they can begin to, you know, answer questions like Rhonda referred to, you know, what if I could, or I wish I, or what's next on my list? And then what we find, and this may come as no surprise, but some of the reasons that have kept people from pursuing their next goal or dream is fear, you know, maybe fear of failure, fear of the unknown. We're all creatures of habit, and sometimes just breaking outside of our comfort zone is an issue. And so this is a simple approach that says, okay, what's one step you can take? If you go through this process and you figure out that one thing you want to do, that one thing that stands in your way, and that one or two or three people that can help you get to the next level or whatever it is to achieve your goal, that's what Life Reimagined is designed to do.
Chad?
Hey, Marianne.
Yes.
Just on that note, something I found interesting. I do an exercise in my keynote, and it's a stream of consciousness activity where I have audiences for 30 seconds just write down uncensored, unfiltered, what's going on. Like, I'll give them a prompt, whatever the prompt may be on. Let's just say it's on fear. And I'll have them write 30 seconds uncensored, unfiltered on a sheet of paper what's going on inside them. And then I have them stop and reflect about that sheet. And in the acting world, and this is what I tell the groups, I'm like, that's your inner dialogue. And a lot of times people are completely, kind of what Rhonda and Nicole are talking about, they're completely unaware of what's inside of them, like the fears inside of them, the blocks, not being in the moment. And I find it very, very enlightening when I do that activity with audiences and they take that sheet of paper home with them. I'm like, whatever's on that sheet of paper, that's what's guiding you. You know, those are the walls and the barriers that keep you from doing what you want to do, whether it's starting a new career, you know, writing a book, reading a new book, taking a trip. But I find it very enlightening when people can kind of tap in and see what's feeding them and what's going on inside of themselves.
All of you have sort of taken this positive aspect in terms of, gosh, there's all these other things you want to do in your life. What about somebody who's been a mom and or been a dad, and then they're empty nesters, and they're not, while they're happy their kids are succeeding and all those sorts of things, maybe they're not happy with this next new stage that they get in their lives. How do you help those folks who maybe are there and really aren't excited about moving on?
Excellent question, Marianne. As a matter of fact, there are several individuals from the sessions, when they find out I've worked in human resources, they talk about resume. So I have been working with a number of people that I've met in the Life Reimagined checkups, working on their resumes. They put their careers on hold to raise their children. They are the empty nesters now, and they may have dated resumes from 1980, the early 90s. And so they've taken the challenge and the courage to present a list of things that they're working on, that they've done and would like to do. And so we've been working on their resumes.
And that's helping them to see that there's more out there?
Yes, yes. Because it starts, that's the first step. And one of the things that we do in Life Reimagine is starting with basic steps. What are the basic steps to get me to my goal, my passion, my objective? And so for them, the first step is starting to build a resume.
So I want to give people, listeners, an idea of the types of things that people could pursue or could do. It could be something as simple as time with your family or developing a new friendship, or it could be traveling or being healthy or volunteering. So when you go through Life Reimagine, they have a checklist, if you will, of things that you can identify in terms of what is most important to you. Again, back to customizing your journey to something that really matters to you and then taking that next step forward so that it doesn't just have to do with retirement or work or any of those things. It could be personal fulfillment, relationships, well-being, health, financial security. It could be anything.
You mentioned financial security, and that certainly is something that I think some people, perhaps it's a situation where they've been laid off and they don't have a job, mm-hmm. and there is a financial issue there, and they just need to work. Mm-hmm. While we all want to have the job that's the most fulfilling and most exciting and mm-hmm. makes us happy, you also have to be able to pay the bills. How do you guide those folks?
Yeah. So conventional wisdom would tell you to don't quit your day job today or tomorrow, but to take some baby steps, if you will, take calculated risks, minimize the risk. But I think the message that I certainly want to send is to take a step. It takes courage to take a step, to take a leap of faith. But in order to achieve your goal, you have to take those steps.
I want to let you know that you are listening to Cincinnati Edition, and we're talking today about how to successfully change direction and enter a new stage in your life. Thanks to Adonna Swartz for listening to 91.7 WVXU today. If you have a question or a comment, call us. Our number is 513-419-7100. Renita's calling for Liberty Township. Hi, Renita. What's your question?
Hello. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Good. Look, at 58 years old, my question is this. Perhaps you do have a grandiose idea.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be anyone there that you can bounce this idea off of?
Absolutely.
Or to say, oh, no, that really is a far out. Maybe you better go in a different direction.
Your question excited me. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but absolutely. We want this event to be interactive. That is one of the key cornerstones. We don't want you to come and just kind of be talked to or hear a lecture, but every session, whichever session you choose, there will be some kind of interactive component where, again, you can experience your own ahas or get tips and resources, not only from the speaker, but from each other. So however grandiose your idea is, if you're, comfortable sharing it with someone that's in front of you, I would encourage you to do so.
Renita, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. We go now to Martha in Centerville. Hi, Martha.
Hi.
What's your question?
My question is, I've done everything that I ever wanted to do. I don't have a bucket list. So so now what? I've
had
a wonderful career. I've traveled. I've spent time abroad. I raised a family.
You sound like you've had a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've had a wonderful life, and I'm still healthy. And I don't have something that I feel I've missed.
So here's what I would say. There is always a new challenge. There's always something new to explore. And part of the approach is that exploration. There's got to be something that you haven't done or that you've been curious about. Whether it's small or big or in between. This Life Reimagine offers you the opportunity to explore that and then take some steps and maybe sample some ideas you've had.
Does that help? Chad, do you have any advice?
I just echo what Nicole said. Yeah, I think all of us have an opportunity to experiment and explore. And it'd be interesting, if you do come to my workshop, I would love to hear what you've done. And like I said, that stream of consciousness activity I do, I am sure deep down inside of you, there are things subconscious to you that you may not even be aware of that you'd mm-hmm. like to pursue or go down a road. And, we could definitely bring that to light for you.
Martha, thank you so much. I hope we all have such a great life that we feel like you do. I think that's spectacular. Thank you. We appreciate your call. We just have a very short time left. So if people want to come, it's this weekend where?
It is this Saturday, October 17th at the Sharonville Convention Center. And they can find out more information at aarp.org/Cincinnati. And hopefully you'll come and hear wonderful dynamic speakers like Chad and Cami Durking and Chris Gardner, who you'll hear from later, and Dr. Pepper Schwartz on relationships. Lots of motivational, inspirational topics to explore.
Thank you all for being here. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you,
Marianne.
And thank you for joining us this afternoon. We've been talking about how to enter a new stage in life and find your passion. Our guests were AARP Associate State Director Nicole Ware, Life Reimagined guide Rhonda Mangieri, and motivational speaker and author of Smash the Box, Chad J. Willett. He'll be speaking at the Life Reimagined Conference in Cincinnati. It's this Saturday, as you heard, at the Sharonville Convention Center. A link to more information about the conference is available at our website, wvxu.org. After the break, we'll hear from the man whose life story inspired the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. And in Focus on Technology, lighting the way for firefighters. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.